People in Iran and several other countries celebrate the Persian New Year known as Nowruz and marks the beginning of spring. In his New Year message, Iran's leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, highlights the failure of the U.S. maximum pressure on Iran, putting renewed stress on boosting domestic production and creating jobs. And Yemenis launched massive missile and drone strikes on multiple energy facilities, including Aramco, across several cities in Saudi Arabia. Well, welcome to our studios here in the capital, Tehran. This is News. Thanks for joining us. People in Iran and several other countries are celebrating the Persian New Year, known as Nowruz. The blissful occasion marks the beginning of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. This year it fell on March 21. In harmony with the rebirth of nature, Iranians are rejuvenated by dressing up and taking part in family gatherings. Elder members of family usually give gifts to others, especially children. Nowruz is also celebrated in Afghanistan, Azerbaijan, Tajikistan, and Turkey, among other countries. It means new day in the Persian language and has been celebrated for three millennia. The UN's cultural agency, UNESCO, has recognized the tradition as International Day of Nowruz. It's time now for the news review of this bulletin. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has rung in Nowruz, the new Iranian year. As with every year, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei chose a slogan which outlines the country's general direction in the year ahead. This year, he opted for production, knowledge-based, and job-creating. The leader said productions that are accompanied by the two characteristics will lead to tangible progress for the country and a good move forward in achieving all of its economic goals. Ayatollah Khamenei also pointed to the highs and lows of the previous year. He cited the public turnout at the presidential election, despite the coronavirus pandemic raging at the time, as one of the sweet points. The leader said the country's scientific and technological progress, including the development of COVID vaccines and the launch of satellites, were another peak. Ayatollah Khamenei said the U.S. admission that it had suffered a humiliating defeat in its maximum pressure campaign against Iran was another success for the nation. However, he expressed disappointment about issues plaguing the livelihood of Iranians, including the issue of high prices and inflation, calling for the resolution. Our guest joining us for this news review is Fuad Izadi, university professor and political analyst, who joins us from Tehran. And in the studio, we have Abbas Aslani, a journalist and political analyst. Welcome to you both, and Happy New Year to you both. And let me first start with you, Fuad Izadi, looking at what obviously would be, I think, one of the most obvious questions, and that is the slogan of which production, knowledge-based, and job creation coming from production is what Iran's leader has said. Obviously, that is intertwined with the economy, but tell us your thoughts about why perhaps he chose that.
Happy New Year, and as you know, we are starting the 15th century in the Islamic calendar, so we are hoping that the new year and the new century is going to be prosperous for everyone in the world. As you said in your reporting, this is a custom now that every year there is a main slogan of that year, and in the last number of years, leaders chosen a slogan relates to the country's economy. This year, the theme of production has continued with this adage that it needs to be knowledge-based. And since Iran is advancing scientifically, I think this is an advantage that the country has to be able to rely on jobs that are highly paid, generally jobs that are knowledge-based jobs, jobs that are in technological fields, jobs that are in line of production, are going to be important. And so this year is going to be the country's focus to make sure that the country's scientific advances are actually utilized in job creation and utilized in industry. And so that's the main theme. As you know, United States, a number of Western countries, have tried to destroy Iran's economy. They openly talk about an economic war, and Iran has made its goal to make sure that that policy is failing. And this was another issue that was talked about by Ayatollah Khamenei, that the current Biden administration admits that the policy of maximum pressure campaign has been a dismal failure. So overall, this year's message is in line with previous year's theme of making sure that the country is able to fight back when it comes to economic war.
So you touched on that there, and Abbas Aslani, it needs to be noted that Iran's leader seems to be, I guess, positively looking at the advancements that the new administration has had, because based on what I'm reading here, people's problems have been alleviated through the new administration, not so new at this point, of Ebrahim Raisi. At the same time, he has said that the inflation needs to still be reduced, so he's still pushing the economic agenda through the speech that he made. What is your impression of the things that he said, which Fuad Azadi also talked about how the U.S. maximum pressure failed, because that obviously relates to sanctions?
Well, Happy New Year to you and to all those who are celebrating Nowruz. Iranian administration and government have had two policies in the face of the sanctions by the West, specifically by the United States. One has been to neutralize the sanctions, which has been the main and major policy on the agenda. And the second has been to use the diplomatic tools in order to, let's say, get rid of the economic hardship or the sanctions. For the fourth executive year, we are seeing that the Iranian leader is using the word production and the term production in naming the Iranian years. And this indicates that he has made a lot of, let's say, emphasis on economic aspect of the agenda that the administration can have in the coming year. So this is part of, let's say, the policy to neutralize the sanctions. You know, Iran has been under enormous amount of sanctions under the so-called maximum pressure by the United States, in particular at the time of the pandemic. Why Iran was able to, let's say, survive this pressure? Because the country has been trying to somehow stress the domestic production and to somehow to make it somehow powerful in the face of those economic pressure coming from the outside. This can give Iran upper hand even in the negotiations. When we saw that the new administration taking office in Tehran, according to the Iranian vice president yesterday, he was saying that in 3 months they were able to increase Iranian oil sales to more than 1 billion barrels per day. So even Iran, if wants to, let's say, diplomatic tools, and it can use and benefit from the tools that can neutralize the sanctions and can make them ineffective. And as the Iranian leader today emphasized that the maximum pressure has failed, this is something which has been admitted by the Americans themselves. Look to the, let's say, what American senior officials, including the president, as well as lots of, let's say, experts have been talking about when it comes to the maximum pressure. They have already admitted that, and this is as a result of the, let's say, Iranian policy in neutralizing the sanctions, which seems to be continuing in the, let's say, current and new Iranian year, as well as it seems that the talks are going on vis-a-vis the Vienna talks. So these two, when combined, can give good results to the country.
Well, Fuad Azadi, it's interesting how he had actually made a positive note when it came to Ebrahim Raisi's administration based on the way he expressed himself. At the same time, he talked about how inflation was actually somewhat being tamed, but at the same time, he said that people are still suffering as a result of high prices. So he's intertwined the production aspect of its slogan to the fact that there still needs to be more that needs to be done in the country. And it was interesting, he has said this before, that you know, the slogan should not be put on letterheads or signs outside of businesses. I'm guessing when he makes these references that there's an action plan behind it, or one that will be devised when he puts this as a slogan, this production that's knowledge-based, that creates jobs.
His reference to President Reyes's administration was interesting. He's supporting the administration when they make good progress. And he indirectly criticized a recent statement that President Reyes had with regard to demolishing or stopping poverty in the country. President Reyes's timeline for doing that was too short. And one point that Ayatollah Khamenei made in his speech today was the fact that achieving these type of important economic goals takes time. So at the same time that he's supporting President Reyes's government, he said that this government is obviously has started just in the last few months. They're energetic. They are serious about the business of the country. He is not shy about pointing to some of the statements that he doesn't agree with when it comes to the Raisi administration. Overall, since we are starting a new year, the tone of Ayatollah Khamenei's speech and also President Reyes's speech today was positive. The country is winning on many different fronts, and Iran's enemies are not doing well when it comes to their foreign policy goals. So overall, COVID is down in Iran. So overall, the atmosphere is positive. And two speeches reflected this positive atmosphere in the country.
Thank you very much. A pleasure. Abbas Aslani, journalist and political analyst. Fouad Izzadi, thank you so much, university professor and political analyst, both from Tehran. And with that, we come to an end for this news review. The Yemeni army targets vital sensitive sites in Saudi Arabia, among them oil giant Aramco in its latest military operation against the kingdom. According to army spokesman Yahya Sari, the military operation, dubbed Breaking the Siege, targeted facilities in the capital Riyadh and several other areas. He said batches of ballistic missiles, precision rockets, and drones were used to conduct the offensive. Saudi media have confirmed that a liquefied natural gas plant in the Red Sea city of Yanbu was also targeted. They say that separate attacks were launched on a gasoline station in Khamis Mashayat, power station in Dahran al-Janoub near Jizan, as well as a desalination facility in al-Shakik on the Red Sea coast. This is the latest retaliatory measure by the Yemeni armed forces, in response to 7 years of a Saudi-led military aggression and siege against Yemen. Day 25 of the Russian military conflict in Ukraine. Moscow says it has fired hypersonic missiles for the second time since Saturday. Russia says that it has also launched Caliber cruise missiles from the Caspian Sea and the Crimean airspace. It says the latest attacks destroyed a large fuel and lubricant storage base of the Ukrainian armed forces in the south. Russia also maintains the siege of the southeastern city of Mariupol. Heavy fighting is now reported there. Mariupol officials also say that Russia has bombed a school sheltering 400 people, including women and children. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that the siege of Mariupol would go down as a war crime. According to the UN, 10 million Ukrainians have so far fled their homes. That includes over 3 million who have escaped to other countries. In the meantime, fierce fighting is grinding on across Ukraine more than 3 weeks. after the Russian offensive. Well, for an update on the latest developments on the ground and the frontline areas, let's now turn to our visual guide. As you can see, Russian forces have already taken control of an arc of territory stretching all the way from the north eastwards to southern Ukraine. The capital, Kyiv, continues to be under siege, but Ukrainian forces are holding on. Local officials say that a Russian mortar attack on the town of Makariv near the capital has killed 7 civilians. Russian forces deny targeting civilian areas. Some other hotspots include the southeastern city of Mariupol, the southern cities of Mykolaiv and Kherson, and the eastern town of Zaim. Kyiv says 10 humanitarian corridors have been agreed on with Russia for the evacuation of citizens, including in Kyiv and in the Luhansk region. Earlier, we talked to our correspondent, Rob Carter, who's currently in the Polish city of Lublin to get the updates on the state of Ukrainian refugees in Poland.
The majority of Ukrainians that have fled so far have come here to Poland. Poland is, of course, a member of the European Union. It shares a very large extent of the border with Ukraine, and it's naturally one of the first spots that many Ukrainians would seek to go to, either to stay here or actually to move deeper in to Europe, perhaps move on to Germany or France, for example. Obviously, there's a huge humanitarian aid effort that's underway here to cater for all of these new guests, but local services are starting to feel the strain, particularly the major cities in Poland, like the capital, Warsaw, which we visited just 2 days ago. They are still trying to cater for so many refugees that it is reaching a stage now where they're actually issuing pleas for further support, both from the United Nations and also from the European Union. There are many complaints here that the European neighbours to the west are being slow to offer their support to the refugees and this crisis which is unfolding, particularly in Poland. Obviously, with the fighting still ongoing in Ukraine, the battle of Mariupol turning to its latter stages as Russian forces are apparently edging their way into the city centre now, according to the latest reports. Many wonder if the military operation in Russia, how long will it go on for?
And that is for World News. It's bye-bye for now.
A diverse range of programs. Spirituality. Youth. Eastern Tales. Roundtable discussions. Culture. Politics. All produced by IRIB English Radio.
Tell about yourself.
Abhishek Manandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of radio.
Listeners special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warm greetings to you all. Welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, March 20th, 2022. I'm Atif Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages. So contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. Tell us which program or programs you like the most. If you have any message for our great listeners around the world, then you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard. Please do remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. And guess what? Yes, today is the last day of the Iranian calendar year 1400 Solar Hijri, which means tomorrow is the first of the Iranian month of Farvardin. Yes, the beginning of the spring and the beginning of Nowruz in Iran and, of course, some other countries in the region and beyond. So happy Nowruz, happy new Iranian year, and happy spring to all of our great listeners. And here I truly appreciate those of our great listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Rafan Ahmad from India, Alan Willey from Canada, and Lu Di Chang from China. All of them are regular listeners. As usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very helpful to us, especially to our technicians and engineers, because these reception reports actually enable us to provide a better service to our listeners around the world. So all of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an electronic QSL card from us, an EQSL card from us. And of course, in addition to receiving these reception reports from Rafan Ahmad, Ali Willey, and Lu Di Chang, of course, we've received many emails from around the world, and most of them focuses on Nowruz and Iranian New Year and this great festive Iranian occasion, which is, of course, it's not just in Iran. It's in many countries around the world, in the region and beyond. So let me tell you who has sent us these great emails and messages on Nowruz. Yes, Jayanta Chakrabarty from India has sent us a congratulatory message on Nowruz. Hey, Mercia from the Philippines, one of our regular listeners, has also celebrated Nowruz to us. Richard Cook from the UK has also sent us an email. Rob Den Boer from the Netherlands, one of our old and regular listeners, has sent us an email. And we have received another email, of course, in this program. This email is from Igor Belevich from Belarus. And Igor has also congratulated us on this great occasion. Nowruz, the beginning of new Iranian calendar year. Stay with us. Later during the program, I will read these great emails from our great listeners. Thank you. Welcome back. So here we have an email from Jayanta Chakrabarty from India. Jayanta Chakrabarty is one of our old, regular and great listeners. So Jayanta says, thank you for your kind message. On the occasion of Nowruz, I would like to convey my best wishes to all members of IRIB English Radio. I'm happy to send a Nowruz greetings message to your listeners around the world. I would be delighted if you kindly accept the same. Warm regards from India. Salam and warm regards from Iran, from IRIB English Radio, Jayanta Chakrabarty. And thank you very much for sending us this email and this great, of course, congratulatory message on the occasion of Nowruz and the beginning of spring. Thank you very much, Jayanta Chakrabarty. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation. And hey, Mercia from the Philippines has congratulated our listeners and all Iranians on the occasion of Nowruz and the beginning of spring. Hey, Mercia, one of our regular listeners, says hello to IRIB and its listeners. I wish for all the people of Iran, Iranians in other countries, and your listeners a happy Nowruz. It's amazing that this festivity has been celebrated for around 3,000 years. Salam and warm greetings to you, hey Mercia from the Philippines. And please accept our appreciations to you for sending us this congratulatory message. Thank you for sending us this email and this congratulatory message, which is for us, for all Iranians, for our listeners around the world. Thank you for that. Hey, Mercia from the Philippines. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation. We are looking forward to hearing from you. And after a short break, I will be back with other congratulatory messages on Nowruz. Welcome back. Here we've received other emails from around the world, from Belarus. We've received an email from Igor Belevich. Igor Belevich from Belarus says, hello, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting. I have heard about Nowruz before on shortwave and on TV, but I did not know that it is celebrated in honor of the arrival of spring. Thank you for letting your listeners know. Why does IRIB English Radio broadcast at such late time when I want to sleep? Please broadcast at noontime or in the afternoon or in the early evening in English to Belarus on shortwave. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you, Igor Belevich from Belarus. And thank you very much for sending us this congratulatory message on Nowruz and the celebration of Nowruz. And of course, IRIB English Radio and IRIB in general. The Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting is the best source to get information about Iran and its culture, traditions, politics, and world developments. As you said, you now know about Nowruz, its celebrations, and the arrival of spring on this occasion. The information you get from IRIB and, of course, IRIB English Radio. So, about your question, regarding your question, you said, why does radio broadcast at such a long time? You know, it's a little bit confusing. I don't know which program or programs you're going to listen or you listen that it is broadcast at such a long time. But generally, IRIB English Radio is a 24/7 radio. It is broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 times a week. So, Igor Belevich from Belarus, my colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation. We are looking forward to hearing from you, Igor. And from the Netherlands, we've received an email from Rob Den Boer, one of our regular listeners. So, Rob says, dear producer, thank you for your reply by sending me an EQSL. Unfortunately, I don't know much about your festivity or Iranian New Year, but I respect it and I hope to know more about your traditions by listening to your programs. My hobby is listening to unknown radio stations on shortwave and medium wave. And if I can find the contact address, I would like to verify the broadcast. And I hope the radio station do the same to me for my collection. I hope you still want to verify my reception report, and I wish you a happy and healthy Iranian New Year. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you from Iran and IRIB English Radio. To you, Rob Den Boer from the Netherlands, one of our regular listeners. What a pity you don't know about Nowruz and the new Iranian calendar year. So, Rob Den Boer from the Netherlands, you can get the information about Nowruz festivity and new Iranian calendar year from our programs that are reliable and authentic. We've broadcast many programs on Nowruz during the years from IRIB English Radio, and we have the archive of these programs in our website at www.parstoday.com/en, so don't miss them. Rob Den Boer from the Netherlands, thank you very much for sending us this email. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. So, after a short break, I will be back with other emails and congratulatory messages from around the world. Stay with me. Welcome back. Richard Cook from the UK has sent us an email. Richard says, greetings. I hope you're well and have a happy Iranian New Year, Nowruz. I have not been listening to Iran radio. He means, I think, IRIB English radio on a regular basis lately. Some of the broadcasts have low audio and it's a bit hard to hear you talking sometimes. I hope you fix that soon. Hope to hear from you soon. Salam and very warm greetings to you, Richard Cook from the UK. And please accept our appreciations to you for sending us this email and this congratulatory message on Nowruz and the new Iranian year. And we are so sorry that you had the low audio quality. So my colleagues will soon fix the problem so that you can regularly listen to IRIB English radio broadcast. Anyway, thank you very much for sending us this email, Richard Cook from the UK. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation. And time tells me we have to skip to the next section of our program, which is this week's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. Please take a listen.
Briefly, well, my name is Chris Lewis. I live in Norton, Shifnal in England. And I've been a listener of IRIB for probably about 10 or 12 years. And I have a big interest in Iran and Iranian culture. And amongst my hobbies is, of course, listening to the shortwave and also reading. Right, well, I've learned quite a lot about Nowruz by reading various sources on the internet. Nowruz is, the traditional Iranian New Year holiday, which is celebrated on March the 21st. So in the English language, Nowruz means new day. Nowruz marks the first day of spring, and of course it's also the beginning of the new year on the Iranian calendar. Nowruz is also the most important holiday in Iran, and before the celebration of this holiday, people spring clean their homes and also new clothes are purchased to wear for the holiday. Another thing that happens during Nowruz is people buy flowers, especially the flowers tulip and hyacinth, as they are interesting. Also, on New Year's Day, family members, they dress up in the new clothes which they bought for the holiday and then start the first day of the 12-day celebrations. Elders and other family members are visited, and then the rest of the family and friends. Also on the 13th day of the holiday, families leave the home and they venture outdoors to have picnic and eat outside. Also during the holiday, people are expected to visit each other. These are usually short visits and are also reciprocated. On the first day of the holiday, families also gather around a table with the haftsin on or near it. I'll talk a little bit more about the haftsin later on with my information. They then wait for the arrival of spring, and at that moment, when spring arrives, the special gifts are exchanged. Some people believe that what you do on the Nowruz holiday will also affect the rest of the year. So, for example, if a person is kind to their friends and their neighbours, then the new year will be a very, very good one. It's also customary to visit cemeteries in the last Thursday night of the year, also on the last Friday morning, and the Surah Al-Fatiha is also read at that time for the past members of the family and the friends. Now, going back earlier from what I talked about with my information, the haftsin, or the seven S's, that's a very, very important and major tradition of the Nowruz holiday, New Year in Iran. So the haftsin contain on the table, it contains seven specific items, and that starts with the letter S. The items symbolically correspond to seven creations and the holy immortals also protecting those. Food during the Nowruz holiday includes the following. You'll have to excuse me if I pronounce some of these wrong. Sabzi polo mahi, reste polo dolme bag, and kuku sabz. So basically, that's what I've learned about the Nowruz New Year holiday. It's been very, very interesting, and I look forward to learning more about it as well. It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Welcome back. As I said, today is the last day of the Iranian calendar year 1400 Solar Hijri, which means tomorrow is the first day of the first month of the Iranian calendar. It is Farvardin 1st. And of course, the beginning of spring and the beginning of Nowruz. And Nowruz is celebrated in Iran and many countries in the region and beyond. And it's a great occasion. IRIB English Radio, of course, broadcasts many programs on this occasion. We hope you enjoy them all. Anyway, happy Nowruz, happy Iranian New Year, and happy spring to all our dear listeners. So here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Please keep in touch with us and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.
If you're interested to know about history, culture, family, politics, religion, art, etc., you wouldn't want to miss the chance to tune into the IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
On the threshold of Nowruz. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Spring comes while awakening plants and giving them the tiding of blooming. The mellifluous song of birds can be heard here and there. Nowruz is at the door as the soil is refreshing. Flowers are sprouting. Streams run on hills and mountains, and the fragrance of liveliness can be sensed everywhere. The start of spring ushers in hope, love, and joy. For centuries, families in the countries which mark Nowruz culture have been used to sit together at the time of the turn of the year, while passing on a copy of the Noble Quran. Children take their gifts, notes of money which the elderly have put in the pages of the scripture. Verse 9 of chapter Fatir of the Noble Quran reads, "It is Allah who sends the winds, and they raise a cloud. Then we drive it toward a dead land, and with it revive the earth after its death. Likewise will be the resurrection." Dear listeners, on the threshold of the new Iranian year, we congratulate you this auspicious event and invite you to listen to the first episode of the special series on the occasion. Spring has the mission of guiding humans. In other words, mankind is usually negligent of the phenomena and developments in the nature, while the change of seasons, especially the coming of spring, is a good guide for awakening dormant and negligent souls and causing them to pay attention to the divine power. Thus, we recite the special prayer for the turn of the year. O transformer of hearts and sights, O administrator of night and day, O changer of the condition and states, change our state to the best state. The nature has been revived and plants have gushed forth from the earth. Trees have blossomed and birds are singing on trees. All these beauties are the sign of God, as verse 115 of chapter Baqara reads, "Whichever way you turn, there is the face of Allah." Nowruz brings happiness and a happy life has been recommended in Islam. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, joy brings cheerfulness, while sorrow brings gloom and depression. In view of this, gladdening goddess is an act of worship in Islam. In addition, Islam has encouraged wearing bright colors and putting on perfumes. Happy occasions have also been recommended, such as Islamic feasts, marriage, birthday, returning from Hajj pilgrimage, and so on. Moreover, it has been highly recommended by Prophet Muhammad and infallible successors, blessings of God upon them, to make others happy through helping them financially or solving their problems. By the way, it is a psychologically accepted principle that making others happy makes oneself happy. Although technology has become part and parcel of the modern life, a brief separation from cell phone, cyberspace, TV, and so on is a great advantage. We should heed that just as the body needs food and rest, the spirit also needs recreation, rest, and happiness. Happiness is the positive reaction which the human psyche shows in various situations. Happiness thwarts inevitable experiences such as failure, disappointment, and negative sentiments. The feeling of joy helps restore psychological health and reach tranquility. Imam Reza, the 8th infallible successor of Prophet of Islam, says, recreation and delightful amusements help you in administering life, and thereby you will be more successful in life affairs. A purposeful individual enjoys happiness and inward calm. Happiness expands and deepens social relations. Those who enjoy happy and vivid spirits are more communicative and can interact with others more easily. Those who have goals in their life enjoy the divine blessings and use them for advancing their goals. The great Muslim philosopher and thinker, martyr Ayatollah Murtaza Mutahhari, says, human being is in pursuit of happiness by nature and rejoices by imagining that he has reached happiness. On the contrary, the fear of a sinister future accompanied with deprivation makes him shiver and causes him anxiety. It is here that the religious belief grants him faith and confidence toward the world, hence distancing her and anxiety from him and giving him calm. Nowruz is the climax of nature's happiness and smile. The fragrance of flowers and vividness of the verdure enliven hearts and lead humans to thank the creator of all these beauties. Islam marks happy days and asks people to give up superstitions in their happy occasions. It uses every event to admonish people and make them aware of God's power and knowledge. Nowruz has got a special position in the Islamic narrations. Imam Sadiq, the 6th infallible successor of the Prophet of Islam, says, Adam was created on the start of Farvardin, and it is a felicitous day for asking the needs, fulfilling the wishes, and acquiring knowledge. On this day, wash yourselves well, keep yourselves clean, wear your best clothes, put on fragrant perfume, and thank God. Dear listeners, congratulations in advance for the coming of the new Iranian year.
You have just listened to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily from 1920 to 2020 UTC on the following frequencies. 49 meters, 6,040 kilohertz for Europe, and 25 meters, 11,880 kilohertz for Southern Africa, and FM 91.5 megahertz for Tehran. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and Iransat, or BAD 5, and via the internet. Our internet address is pasttoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about our audio quality and other means. Thank you.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the televised speech delivered on March 1, 2022, by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of Mab'ath. One thing about Ba'atha is that it achieved something that seemed impossible. This prophetic experience can be repeated throughout history. This experience happened to the Iranian nation. We were really in the middle of the arena and we were aware of the development. If any of us had been told that such a thing was possible, we would not have believed it. But it happened. The revolution liberated the Iranian nation from lethargy and it set the people to motion. Not only did the revolution show its greatness to the world, but it also rendered the Iranian nation great and made the world see the greatness of Islamic Iran. This is the first point. If we move in the line of Ba'atha, we will make impossibilities possible and we will be able to attain goals that seem unattainable. The next point about the Holy Prophet's Ba'atha, greetings be upon him and his household, is that there are some people who believe that religion is separate from politics.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
They consider religion as completely separate from life, politics, and government. There are many individuals who work to that end. There were such individuals in the past as well. But their efforts were counteracted with the revolutionary movement. In the present time, however, one sees that some people have resumed whispering such ideas with their words and writings. Contrary to the opinion of such people, the peak of the prophetic movement was establishment of government. It was the Holy Prophet himself who laid the groundwork for that. He spoke with the chiefs of Medina who had heard about Islam and who had come to see what it was about. He reached an agreement with them and the great personalities of Yathrib. At that time, Medina was called Yathrib. Prepared the ground for that. Then the Holy Prophet began his astonishing migration to that city, followed by other Muslims. Little by little, the immigrants arrived in that city. Before the migration, the Holy Prophet sent an emissary to Yathrib.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me. Through all my years I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh, Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.